Hey, you. Just go ahead and take a moment to get settled in. And then open awareness to the body and body posture. What posture are you taking to your meditation? What posture are you taking to the world? Is it upright, relaxed, and interested? For this session, see if you can take an internal posture of reverence toward the miracle and majesty of this fundamentally impenetrable mystery that is the moment's experience. And now go ahead and allow the body to dissolve into an open field of energy. Experience the body as an ever-changing cloud of sensation. And to support awareness of this field of bodily sensation, you may find it useful to build a kind of framework around it, using the soft mental note, "there is a body," or any other note you find useful. And within this framework, note that you can also feel all the sensations associated with breathing, and that breathing is happening all on its own. There's no need to control the breath. There's no need to lean into it. There's no need to anticipate it. Instead, you can simply receive it, just as you'd receive a sound. In the beginning of your practice, when the concentration isn't very strong, it can be incredibly useful to have an anchor to return to when the mind inevitably sails off somewhere. And for me, I find that the body and breath serve as wonderful anchors. When awareness is established in the body, we generally tend to feel grounded. We feel the support of the earth, which gives us a kind of stability and presence. On the other hand, when we are in thought, or what feels like up in our heads, we easily find ourselves drifting to faraway places, getting lost in this vast floating world, not present to our situation and surroundings. Another reason I find the body, and more specifically the breath, to be a useful anchor, is because it provides such a clear window into the rest of our being. It can tell us much about our current state, our current attitude and posture toward experience. Is the breath tight and contracted, or is it smooth and open? Is the breath long, or is it short? Is it deep or shallow? Now, by asking these questions, it's important to keep in mind that we're not trying to see what's wrong with the breath. We don't need to judge ourselves. We don't need to fix or change the breath. We just want to notice how the breath is. Remember, the goal here is simply to be aware of how experience is in each moment. And these questions are only tools to keep awareness pointed at and interested in the breath. From here, I think you'll find that awareness has a way of taking care of itself. So, once again, open to the breath. Is it tight and contracted, or is it smooth and open? Is the breath long, or is it short? Is it deep, or is it shallow? Another thing I find interesting about the breath, something that most of us take for granted, is that every single breath we take is sustaining our life. On average, you take 900 breaths an hour. That's 900 opportunities in this next hour to be grateful for this intake of life-sustaining oxygen, which is being pumped through your blood, giving your body the energy necessary to think, move, smile, laugh, and to love. This very next breath is sustaining your life. It's sustaining your experience. I don't know about you, but I find gratitude to be an incredibly warm and expansive state of mind. Just something to investigate for yourself. Maybe the next time you get tangled up in some anxiety-inducing thoughts. Breathing in, I smile with gratitude at the breath. Breathing out, I let this gratitude calm my body, calm my mind. Breathing in, smiling. Breathing out, calming. One more thing I'd like to mention about the breath is that it provides such a clear demonstration of our connection to the outside world. The outside world is continually flowing through us. We simply cannot be without it. We are inextricably linked, entirely at one with it. Simply recognizing this can often bring much more space to the mind. Breathing in, I feel connected to the open skies. Breathing out, I let this connection fill me with space and warmth. Breathing in, connected. Breathing out, spacious. Okay, for the last minute of the session, just go ahead and rest awareness on the breath. Receive this next breath as if it were your first. Or perhaps as if it were your last. You, in fact, don't know if this next breath will be your last. You can never know. So see if you can be with it fully. See if you can notice its subtlest details. Just cover awareness entirely with the breath. And if you find that you've grown distracted, that you've forgotten entirely about the practice of meditation, no worries. Just note the thinking mind. Observe the quality of the mind in that moment awareness returns. And then gently return to your anchor. Gently return to all the sensations associated with breathing. Well, thank you again for practicing. Thank you for taking the time to improve the quality of your mind, the quality of your relationships, the quality of your life, You truly are an astonishing creature. Until next time.